In Jeremiah 6, verse 25, it goes on in verse 25, "Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side." That's the clue phrase that it identifies this, and the context certainly shows this, that this is the day of judgment. Fear is on every side. Well, now here, going back to, that's just, and there are, you'll find that phrase in Job chapter 18, you'll find it in the Psalms, you'll find it in other places in Jeremiah, and in each case, it is a clue phrase that is telling us judgment day is here, because this is coming louder and louder and clearer and clearer, that God has given plenty of proofs that this is going to happen, and mankind intuitively knows it'll happen. They know they're sinners. They know there has to be finally a day of judgment of some kind, and they don't know what it is, but whatever it is fearful to fall into the hands of an angry God, and they are, this is what is happening. But here we find the Mohammedan, if we're on the right track. Now, I'm saying this very cautiously. If we're on the right track, here we're finding that these people who are the descendants of Ishmael, they are the ones who are making the big statement, fear is on every side. Notice Jeremiah 40, where we're looking in Jeremiah chapter 49. We read verse 29, and they shall cry unto them. Now, who's in view in this chapter? Hazor and Kedar. And so them would have to be, it's not, they're not crying out to themselves, they're crying out to Hazor. Who is Hazor? These are the churches. Now, this raises a very interesting question. Is it the Mohammedan gospel that finally is going to be getting the headlines that Judgment Day is almost here? You know, this is not an impossible idea. Remember, let's go back to Isaiah 60 again. There we read in Isaiah 60 and in verse 4, "Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they that gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy son shall come." Or let me begin with verse 3, because that sets the tone a little bit more solidly. "The Gentiles, the nations, shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." This is a broad statement identifying with the whole world. Lift thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. In fact, one of the characteristics of a true believer is we fear God. Finally, we have a real desire to want to do the will of God. We hate evil. We fear that we might disobey God. We understand the holiness of the Word of God and the holiness of God. They come to thee, thy son shall come from far, and thy daughter shall be nursed at thy side. Thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. And now, notice, the multitudes of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. These are all descendants of Keturah, who was also a wife of Abraham, even as Ishmael is a son of Hagar, and is a son of Abraham. And both of them together identify with the Arabians to a very, very high degree. And so we read, the multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and shall show forth the praises of Jehovah. We haven't seen this in the world yet. We have not seen this. Therefore, we believe that somehow this has to be fulfilled, and that we know that the big people that could fulfill this are the Arabians, who identify with the Islamic gospel. And then it goes on in verse 7, all the flocks of Kedar, there you have Ishmael, the descendants of Ishmael, shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Nebaioth, another son of Ishmael, shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. And you see, this is a positive statement that something is going to happen. Now, we can scan the newspapers, and have we seen any movement in connection with it? This is a promise of God. This is the Bible. This is the Bible. How is God going to fulfill this? But it certainly identifies with what we're reading about in Jeremiah 49, where it says they will be telling the churches, Judgment Day is about here. Judgment Day is here. And so this is one of those things we have to wait upon the Lord. But we do find that there is this tie-in together. And even Ishmael, remember, was told that he would be a part of a nation of God, which it was the language of salvation way back then. And so we don't know. We don't know what is going on in the world. We're just glad that we can bring this information in the Arabic language, as well as any other languages they speak, right into their homeland, into the nation of Turkey and the nation of Iraq and Iran. They are able to hear about these things, we don't know yet what they might do. We just don't know. But it's an intriguing passage, a very intriguing passage. I think we have to leave it at, well, it's very interesting. We don't claim to know exactly, precisely what God is saying. We don't know whether we've understood this. We have to hold out the possibility there may be something else we haven't discovered in the Bible. Although, as I have tried to search the scriptures, I've not found anything that modifies these kind of ideas. And certainly, Isaiah 60 fits very neatly into what we're reading in Jeremiah chapter 49. And of course, God doesn't require an enormous amount of time. Can you just imagine if the big news came out of the Islamic camp that Judgment Day is almost here? That would certainly be a surprise. And then we would be able to echo that and say, yes, that is true. That's exactly what the Bible teaches. But we'll have